Moncrief on News Talk.
Yes, we're all sick of hearing about Oasis at this stage, especially from people who were there, but many didn't get to go. The ticket buying process, if you'll recall, was torturous, but that's often the way it is for these in-demand events. And if you look back on your life, how many of such events did you not get to? News Talk's bitter disappointment correspondent, Henry McKean, has been talking to people about how it all went horribly wrong for them. Good afternoon, Henry.
Well, good afternoon, Sean. Yeah, and according to this UN report that I didn't read, Oasis fans, yeah, they were hanging outside that gig, as you said, and they were basically singing along. They were holding on to every word. And like that, people really do have fear of missing out, FOMO. They really, really want to be at stuff. And perhaps at social media, it makes us want to, you know, even be there even more. And, you know, it got us asking why we feel this way. What triggers this in our heads? We need to be there. I met this lady.
Yeah, actually, I wonder. Now, nobody asked, but all the people who were at Croke Park over the two nights.
Yes.
As a proportion, how many of them own an Oasis album?
Well,
I wonder that would, you know, because rather than it's an event to go to, and it reminds me of a time in my life, rather than there were actual fans of the music, that it wasn't really.
Well, you get a lot of that. You get a lot of that. You're not a real fan. How did you get to go to the gig? How many albums do you have? And there's even a meme of a middle-aged man chasing a 20-year-old girl down the street saying, name 10 Oasis songs. And she's running and she's running. And you're right. And like that, I would say 25% of the people at this gig were very, very, very wealthy Americans.
Really?
And I did see a lady in Gucci. You know, my wife pointed out, I can't tell what Gucci is.
Yeah.
But, and she was a good a number of years younger than her very, very wealthy husband. And why not? They've got money. They come in.
They can do that. But that's a shame now. They should not let people like that buy tickets.
Americans, wealthy Americans can be fans too.
I know, but he wasn't. It was just like, this sounds like a buzzy thing.
Well,
let's go to that and I'll bring my secretary, in inverted commas, to it.
But no, there were real fans there too. There were definitely real fans there. And there were some that had, you know, perhaps quite a lot to drink, you know.
Really? That surprises me for an Oasis gig. I would have thought they were usually quite restrained affairs.
From that time, from the 90s, you know, was I a real fan? And I've said this before, I was perhaps in the Blur camp.
No,
I was a Britpop fan.
But that is probably for a lot, for everyone there, that wasn't the point. It wasn't whether you were a diehard fan or not. It's just it brings you back to 20 years previously.
Completely,
and you would have heard them on the radio and all that kind of stuff.
Nostalgia. And, you know, of course there was real fans. And there was real fans standing outside who couldn't get a ticket. And I did get to meet a lady, and she's talking about U2 and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I went to Slane Castle to see U2 and Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I didn't want to go. My brother had an extra ticket.
You didn't want to go?
No, my brother had an extra ticket, and he persuaded me to go, and it was an amazing concert, and to this day, people can't believe that I didn't want to go see U2 and Red Hot Chili Peppers in Slane.
And were you not a fan of either U2 or the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes, I wasn't a fan of U2.
Oh, you weren't a fan of U2?
No.
And you didn't want to travel to Meath and wait around in a field?
Exactly. And the thought of going to a festival, just standing in the field listening to music, wasn't something that I would have enjoyed at the time. Now, obviously, I enjoy it more, but
And you loved it?
Loved it.
And that's the thing about Slane. I was offered Harry Styles tickets.
Oh, really?
And I turned them down because I'm not a Harry Styles fan, but I should have gone.
Yeah.
I should have gone because it's not about the act, it's about Slane.
No, you're right. It's about the atmosphere, and it is an experience, and everyone should go if they ever get the opportunity, go. Say yes more. That's my motto.
Say yes more.
Exactly.
And do we need to say yes more? And on the other way, with FOMO, with fear of missing out, do you ever suffer from that? Do you ever think, I should be there?
Yes. Sometimes. I think more so now because I have young kids, so I don't get to go to the things as often as I used to. So I do have FOMO now, but my time will come when they'll be old enough that I'll get back doing the things I enjoy.
And what do you enjoy?
Going to festivals, going to music events. The Oasis, I didn't go because, again, I couldn't get tickets, but that would have been a good one to go to. And just going out and enjoying myself.
There you go. That's a woman wishing she could go somewhere, anywhere, really.
I know the feeling.
She spoke to a woman on Sunday morning who was going to the Sunday night Oasis gig.
Yes.
And she got her tickets because her sister broke up with her boyfriend. And then they, you know,
handy.
Then they couldn't decide who got the tickets, so she got them.
Wow.
She was delighted.
Isn't that great? So someone's misery.
Which is what she said. Yeah, yeah. So she's like, I broke up a relationship just so I could go to Oasis.
Well, it really was quite special.
But when you go, and when you really want to go to something and you go, is it worth it when you arrive? Do you have this feeling of validation or a golden glow of... Well, and completed was, as a person.
I mean, you've said it. There was a golden glow. There was a real special feeling. You felt like a VIP, even though that you were standing on a pitch with 82,000 people, and we were all kind of right beside each other, trying to dance and trying to throw our beers in the air, and trying to, you know, move everyone's bucket hats out the way so you could actually see. But with that, with the whole kind of FOMO. All the people at home, on social media, they had that anxious feeling. They felt that there was something amazing going on, and it was, you know, magnified by social media. Then there's something called JOMO, which we've talked about before on the programme, the joy of missing out. Last year, I was offered EP tickets to see Kylie Minogue. And you know what?
Okay.
I stayed at home. I just thought, do I really want to do the Locomotion in a field? And it's, you know, and then sleep in a tent. And don't get me wrong, I love EP.
If you were 20 years younger, you'd love to do the Locomotion in a field.
I love EP, I do. But I just wasn't feeling it. I was like, you know what, I'm going to stay home.
Yeah, but you actually didn't want to go. There was that easy kind of decision about
it. You know, and like that, so many people feel they have to be at a festival. They have to be at the gig. They just got to be there just in case.
Though, like Liam was wearing the usual kind of...
The kind of Gansy thing.
Yeah. Was he not roasted? It was a very warm evening.
Well,
they both were.
It was very warm. You're right. But at one point, I even had to put on an anorak because, God, that sounds a bit dodgy. Not like an anorak like that. Yeah. I had to put on a windbreaker because the chill did come down at about 9 o'clock. It wasn't roasting until then. But you're right, he wore it for the whole gig.
Yeah, and Noel was in a white shirt. The whole thing.
Yeah, there was no sitting down. They haven't got to that Pavarotti stage where they have to sit down.
Apparently there's a question you're not allowed to ask Liam in interviews.
Really?
Yeah, it involves the word hips.
Really? That's interesting. Can you tell us more, or is it a private conversation?
Well, not between me and him. We've never met. But
I understand
he's had the hips done.
Really?
Yeah. He's 52, so it's probably not that surprising.
And,
he
partied seriously hard.
Well, I don't know how much his hips were involved in that, but apparently so. He's had the hips done. My major FOMO incident was when I kept procrastinating about going to see my musical hero, David Bowie. Eventually, I bought a ticket to see him at Oxygen and was mad excited about it. Bowie had a heart attack the weekend beforehand, never played a gig again. I ended up the front for the replacement headliners, The Darkness, booing them because they didn't play a Bowie cover. I was going to festivals for years before I admitted to myself that I actually hate festivals. My only explanation is that I had severe irrational FOMO. Someone else says I had tickets for Robbie Williams at Slane but couldn't go. I still regret it. Am I the only one who doesn't actually like live gigs? I love listening to an album, but outdoor gigs always sound much worse and involve standing for ages among sweaty people, or as they put it, smetty people, which is kind of a combination between smelly and sweaty, which is
a genius
use of language. I'd rather sit in my couch and put on my record player. I have a lot of sympathy for that.
Yeah.
Now, if bands are prepared to play to come to my sitting room and play for me, I'm all on board.
Well, they will, but you've got to give them like a million.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
So, and that is so interesting what the listeners are saying, you know, how they just want to stay home. And when it comes to live albums, I actually find a live album slightly annoying because everyone's cheering. I want a studio album, but then I want to see them live. I'm the other way around compared to that listener.
There were certain bands probably made better live albums than studio albums.
True.
Or occasionally.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That's the case.
But anyway, here is a friend of the show, Leisha Redmond-McGrath, work and organisational psychology transformational coach.
As psychologists, we understand that as humans, we are inherently social creatures. And right back to our cave days, we would have wanted to fit in and do and be like others so that we could get into that cave and have our share of the kill. And I suppose FOMO is really heightened. This fear of missing out is really heightened by the idealized reality that we have on social media platforms where everybody is, you know, or it seems everybody is flooding their stories, their grids with, you know, brilliant experiences, with their memories, with their connections with other people, with thousands of people and people around the world who are all doing the same thing, in this case, the Oasis gig. And of course, heightened with that, Oasis are a music band and there's a movement and a lot of us grew up with that music. So there's huge hugely strong emotional responses, dopamine reactions, because, you know, it's harnessing all of the emotional memories, the good old days. And when we do that en masse with other people, it creates absolutely these scenes that we're seeing where people who couldn't even get into the gig, you know, thousands of people were in the gig and hundreds, I don't know what the numbers were outside of the gig, all coming together to share in this shared experience. And yeah, absolutely, social media attenuating and accelerating and amplifying all of the kind of inherent natural psychological responses that we would have from wanting to see one of our favourite rock bands.
Leisha Redmond McGrath there. Do you have regrets about an Elton John gig you didn't go to?
I mean, he was playing not that long ago, the Yellow Brick Road tour. The tickets were €250 each. I got the tickets and I was told, my wife actually said, "You're mad, we're not spending €500 seeing Elton John." And Elton John is now losing his sight and it's never going to happen. He's not touring anymore. And I really regret that. Really, really regret that. But we meet this man, he talks about online learning and how he misses lectures.
Well, I never really went to many gigs, to be honest, so I really miss them from that point of view. But I was a member of Astronomy Ireland, and when COVID came in, the whole thing kind of stopped. But we used to go for our lectures into Trinity College. But when everything came back after COVID, it went online then. I didn't like that at all. It's just
not the same. You liked the interaction.
Yeah, I liked going into the Schrodinger Theatre in Trinity.
And getting big telescopes
and getting
out and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's just, whoever, they used to have different
lectures
every month. And it was just nice to sit there and listen to people talking and people putting out questions. But when I went online then, it was just, I just stopped it. I'm not into that online looking at.
So you missed
screen.
It.
Yeah, I didn't. See,
that's what you missed.
That's what I missed. Yeah.
Human interaction.
Yeah, that human interaction, like, you know. There's a lovely social aspect to it, like, you know.
Just the weekend, obviously, gone. I had Oasis in Crow Park. I was lucky enough to get a ticket an hour before the gig, but I swear, an hour before, and then yesterday morning I met Noel and he signed one of my records for me. It was an absolute dream, but like...
So hang on a second. Yeah. Not only did you get a last-minute ticket, you got to meet
Noel Gallagher yesterday morning. Proper pinch me moment. I've loved Oasis, like, all my life, all throughout my teens and stuff like that. I'm only in my young 20s now, so to see them is just an absolute dream. And
how did you get to meet him?
I went, he was staying in the Carton House in Maynooth.
He just happened to be passing?
Just was out there, yeah, happened to be passing and met him, signed an LP for me, got a photo with him. It's an absolute dream, couldn't believe it. Like.
And how did you get a concert ticket?
An hour before the gig, I'd been looking, like, obviously since last year, and a girl messaged my mum on Facebook and I was a bit like, oh, I'm not sure about this. But then my boyfriend rang her and done all the deals over the phone. She said she was living in County Mead. She was too far away to get there on time. So got the tickets and was ready in 15 minutes, ready to leave the house.
So your FOMO, your fear of missing out, paid off.
Yeah, totally. Total blessed weekend. It's the best weekend of my life. Definitely. 100%.
The 16th. I was born the 16th. So the 16th was my 21st.
So the 21st, just Saturday gone, a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Thanks very much.
And you had that fear of missing out. You wanted to go to the gig.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get a ticket?
My ma got them for me.
A surprise?
That's a surprise for me and my dad. So my dad's birthday was on the 11th of August, and mine's on the 16th. So she got them for the both of us. He was 40, I'm 21.
And how do you deal with fear of missing out? How do you deal with those feelings of, I should be at that party, I should be at that gathering, and you're not? How do you let that pass, and then you go on social media, and that kind of amplifies how great the party is and you're not there?
Just keep walking, so I don't like really going out.
You're not a going out person?
I was, not anymore, no. But Oasis, I couldn't miss out on that. There's no way.
So he did actually go out for Oasis. And that woman who met Liam Gallagher had always wanted to be on the radio as well. So she's had a hell of a week.
Amazing.
That woman.
You know, got
we
to go
made
to the gig.
All her dreams come true.
Everything.
Cormac says, probably is literally just me, but I find concerts extremely boring. I like to listen to music if I'm in the gym or out for a walk, etc. But I can't understand how people can just listen to music while not actually doing anything. Yeah, it probably just is you, Cormac. The thing about Oasis and Blur is that one can appreciate both. One could be even a fan of both. One could hate both. Music is not a competition, but yet it has somehow been made competitive. Yes, yes, the charts, I know. But liking one and then another comes along doesn't mean you stop liking the first one. Of course, but the Blur Oasis thing was a complete media confection at the time. And Brian says, Robbie Williams will never get as much attention as Oasis when he performs at Croke Park next weekend. He's performing at Croke Park next weekend? News
tickets
to me.
Are still available.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
His movie is supposedly amazing, though. Supposedly it's 5 stars.
Apparently it's very good, but he hasn't sold out Croke Park.
Well, let me rephrase that. There's tickets still available.
He hasn't sold out Croke Park.
We can't say that. We have to say
can
this.
Can we not?
We're supposed
I
to
thought
say...
my definition, if you don't sell all the tickets, you haven't sold out the tickets. But they're still available, apparently, yeah. So, did you find more regrets from people?
I did. Big gigs people have missed out on.
Phil Collins played in the Aviva a few years ago. I should have gone to the gig. I didn't go to the gig. And I still have regrets. Do you have regrets?
I do. There's actually a gig coming up in September that I haven't got a ticket for. I haven't got a ticket for yet, so I might still be in with a chance. But Dermot Kennedy is someone I'd really like to see.
You're all the way from Australia and you like to get to gigs, and for you that's important.
Yes, it is. And I think last night when we were there, we just feel like you're really a part of something. Everyone was fully into it, and yeah, it was just a great, great experience that I'll never forget.
And yourself, do you ever get fear of missing out, FOMO?
Oh, I get FOMO all the time, yeah. I try to get to as many gigs as possible. So my whole summer this year, every weekend, I've done at least one festival.
Wow, so tell me about the festivals that you've visited or gone to this year.
So I've done quite a few, a real mixture of genres. So obviously Oasis is more in the indie rock scene, which is different to what I normally go for. I normally like dance, house, music festivals. But yeah, it's the best gig I've ever been to. Absolutely
and
phenomenal.
Why do you feel that you need to be at these gigs? Why do you feel you've got to be at everything? Like, for example, did you make it to Glastonbury?
I did Glastonbury 3 years ago now. And it's just that camaraderie. You just kind of lose yourself with your friends or your family. And you're in a field or in a stadium. You've got music. The vibes are incredible. Well, they're immaculate. And I wouldn't change for the world. I think it brings so many different people together from all across the world. Yeah, absolutely love it.
So we have the Viking Splash going past there. Do you have a fear of missing out? Do you feel like you should be on that vehicle that can also go in water?
No, that vehicle does not appeal to me whatsoever. I've never heard of it or seen it, but...
I think it's back from the Second World War.
Is it? I mean, yeah, it could be interesting to do. That's not really my bag. I normally like music festivals or doing more things on ground as opposed to on water.
I missed out on seeing David Bowie around 2003 or 2004.
What happened? Why didn't you go?
There was no one else, I think, or maybe one other guy wanted to go. And we actually wouldn't run into each other all that often. And then it just kind of
And it just
kinda
didn't happen.
It.
You didn't just go for it.
Yeah.
And back around that time, Bowie perhaps wasn't as cool. You know, every artist goes through a stage of seriously amazingly cool and then not so cool. For example, I remember seeing Duran Duran in 1997, so they were past their cool stage, they're cool again, in the Olympia. And again, just an amazing gig. You now live in Nashville.
That's
you
right.
Live in the heart of country music. So you're spoilt for choice, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a great city. There's lots of other music too. I'm going to be seeing the Waterboys very soon.
In Nashville.
And Johnny Marr.
Wow.
And Kneecap.
They're coming to Nashville too?
Yeah.
Just to get around.
I suppose never got a chance to see Queen, which would have been a...
Wow, Queen. And did you get a chance? Was there ever a chance?
No. I was too young.
You were too young. And they were at the height when you were young in the 80s.
Absolutely, yeah. So born in the wrong decade.
I missed out on 2009 Oasis in Slane.
And what was that like?
He went, I didn't go.
So you got to go to that gig.
I organised a 53-seater coach from Belfast and told my now wife, then girlfriend, that there was no ladies allowed.
Wow. Well, I suppose it was a different time, 2009.
Well, different times. You couldn't have an all-men's bus now. But the day before the gig, four seats became available on the bus and they were given to the ladies. So it didn't go down too well with the then girlfriend, now wife. So she ended up marrying me. So
you still married him after the fact he wouldn't let you on the bus?
The Oasis broke up a few weeks later.
Yep.
So I was promised the next gig and here we are.
So you were promised you had to wait 16 years.
16 years.
So you're not bitter and you don't look back in anger.
Don't look back in anger. And that's my favourite one. So there you go.
Kneecap in Nashville. They'd be fair sweating in that balaclava there, I'd say. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.